Welcome to episode 82 of the Snowflake SnowPro Core Certification In-Depth Training Podcast, brought to you by Bright Flux. I'm your host, Yakub Abdulhakim, and today we're diving deep into the world of semi-structured data and its functions in Snowflake. This episode is packed with everything you need to know to not just pass your exam, but to truly understand and leverage semi-structured data within Snowflake. Semi-structured data functions are essential tools in Snowflake that allow us to interact with data that doesn't fit neatly into traditional relational database structures. Think of JSON, Avro, OARC, Parquet, and XML files. These data types are increasingly common in the era of big data and can hold a complex hierarchy of information. First, let's understand what semi-structured data is. Unlike structured data, which is organized into rows and columns with a rigid schema, semi-structured data contains tags or markers to separate semantic elements and enforce hierarchies of records and fields. This means while it doesn't have a strict schema like a traditional database, it still has some level of organization that makes it easier to analyze than unstructured data. In Snowflake, working with semi-structured data is facilitated by a suite of powerful functions and data types. Snowflake supports storing and querying semi-structured data natively without needing to transform it into a traditional relational format. This is a game changer for data analysis as it allows you to harness the full potential of your data without extensive pre-processing. Let's delve into the key functions and how they can help you work with semi-structured data in Snowflake. 1. Flatten. This function is pivotal for unpacking nested arrays or objects within semi-structured data, making the content more accessible for analysis. It transforms hierarchical data into a set of rows, enabling you to query and analyze data at a granular level. 2. Get, a simple yet powerful function. Get allows you to retrieve the value of a specified key from a JSON object or an element from an array, making data extraction straightforward. 3. IS, object, is, array, is, binary, and is, bool. These functions help you determine the type of your data, ensuring you're applying the correct operations and handling your data accurately. 4. Parse JSON, parse XML. These functions convert string data into a structured format, allowing you to ingest and analyze semi-structured data efficiently. Understanding and utilizing these functions can significantly enhance your data processing capabilities in Snowflake. Along with the functions, it's crucial to grasp the concept of dot notation, which is used to access elements within semi-structured data. This notation allows for direct querying of nested elements, streamlining the data analysis process. Moreover, it's important to understand how Snowflake's optimization, such as automatic clustering on semi-structured data, can improve performance and reduce costs. Snowflake employs advanced techniques to manage and query semi-structured data efficiently, ensuring your operations are both powerful and cost-effective. To effectively work with semi-structured data in Snowflake, it's advisable to familiarize yourself with best practices for data loading, querying, and optimization. This includes understanding data partitioning and how to structure your queries to leverage Snowflake's capabilities fully. In conclusion, mastering semi-structured data functions in Snowflake is essential for anyone looking to excel in data analysis and management. These functions offer the flexibility to work with complex data types, opening up new possibilities for insights and analytics. Armed with the knowledge shared in this episode, you're well on your way to success in your SnowPro Core certification exam and in your data projects. Thank you for joining me today on this in-depth journey through semi-structured data functions in Snowflake. Stay tuned for more episodes as we continue to explore the depths of Snowflake's capabilities. Until next time, this is Yaqub Abdul Hakim from BrightFlux signing off.